Hi, my name is Kara Paul, and I am the director of IABC Edmonton's Capital Awards program.
Okay, Kara, let's talk about the big event that you have coming up.
Oh my gosh, great question. So the Capital Awards is a celebration of communications. And the wonderful thing about this event is that it is so diverse. And there are 29 categories across four divisions. So everything from traditional campaigns, visual arts, multimedia, there truly is an opportunity for anybody in the comm space to be highlighted for the amazing work they're doing.
How long have you been around? How long have these awards been happening for?
Quite some time. I first came into contact with the awards program given the advertising agency that I work for, which is ZAG, has been the creative sponsor for the last 8 years now. So year in, year out, we come on board, we come up with a theme and all of the executional elements associated with the program. So very familiar with how it operates, but this is my second year stepping into the director's role.
I heard theme. Is there any like sneak peek you can give us what might happen at this awards? Is there a theme?
There is, yeah. So this year's theme is all about noise. Now,
Noise. We're going to make some noise. Absolutely. What does that mean? I mean, noise and communications, you think, yes, that goes together. But what does that theme mean for you?
Yeah, you know, it's really a play on the fact that in today's world, there is no shortage of content. Mm. And any given moment, the average person is just inundated with messages. So as a communicator, it is so important to break through that clutter and determine ways to communicate with your audiences in a manner that's impactful. So we're just honoring the communicators that have gone out of their way to create meaningful work that does just that, makes noise and cuts through a lot of what otherwise impacts their audience members' ability to really hone in on what they're communicating.
Yeah, cutting through the noise is really what you're looking for.
Mm-hmm. You bet. You bet.
So I think there's so many people in that field. You could say that radio's in that field. You have agencies like advertising, all of those types of things. Is there any advice that you would give to communication professionals that are wanting to make their mark in that field or maybe even get into it?
For sure. And I mean, you're right. Depending on the industry, depending on the model, you're going to flex different skills. And so my piece of advice would just be take whatever opportunity you can get because it's likely going to provide experience that propels you forward and helps in a later capacity. So whether it be content for use online or other aspects of CommWorks, truly, I would just say take whatever's out there, gain the experience and just learn from that and grow.
So how do the Capital Awards like highlight the evolving landscape of business communications in our region? Are you seeing any trends or anything that's happening there?
It's no secret that AI is disrupting the comms world in a big way. You know, there are no shortage of tools out there that can often, you know, help us as communicators. But the one thing I will say is you cannot replace the sincerity, the authenticity that comes through interacting from person to person. And so Capital Awards really aims to honor the storytelling aspect of communications, because at the end of the day, I think that's what matters to folks. When our adjudicators go through the work plans that are submitted, they're not just basing their scores off of technicalities. They really are determining, you know, the human, the social impact, and the way that this work has moved the needle.
How can we get involved with your organization and get those tickets?
Yeah, absolutely. So you can go to IABC Edmonton's website. There is a page dedicated to Capital Awards. And on that page, you'll see a link for purchasing tickets, for volunteering, or for becoming a sponsor. So in whatever way you want to get involved, we've got an option for you.
Thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you so much. My pleasure.